1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
Everybody remember WeWork?
Yeah, I watched the documentary on it. Yeah.
Remember the guy's name?
I can see him and his girlfriend. His girlfriend was... She had an exotic accent.
And related to who? Who was it? It was Secretary of State. Who was the guy? Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
Not at the moment.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. He's a tall, thin fella.
Adam Neumann is his name.
Yeah, I would have never gotten that. If you'd have said him, you'd have gone, you remember what he does? I was no, I don't remember what he does. WeWorks. It's not gone.
No, but there's news on it.
And he walked away with
9-figure golden parachute.
Yeah, he did well.
His company was way overvalued. He got a lot of money. Yeah. Supposed to invest and grow in the company, but he just blew it on a lot of parties and stuff.
You know what? At this point, this is such a common story. I almost have to look at it and say, investor beware. This happens over and over and over. It was overvalued. Oh, it wasn't really worth anything. And now I'm out. Well, it's not the first time it's happened. I almost applaud these guys now that they can still trick people into giving them all their money.
Because Billy McFarland is,
he's going to have another fire festival.
Fire festival, too.
And people are going to be... If you're dumb enough to buy a ticket, I don't want to hear about it this time. The first time I was like, ooh, that's pretty horrible what Billy McFarland did. And now I just have to say, you know what he did the last time, right? So I kind of feel that way about these, well, this company's on fire. I got to invest. What did they secure? What percentage of office space in New York? They had more office space in New York. They were like the leader.
I don't remember, but it was just...
And they were turning heads.
One guy finally, said, so besides having a bunch of desks, what do they do?
Yeah, they had office space, they had desks, they had coffee machines. But
trying to promote a new way of living, though. He was trying to change your work life into something like you were just totally enveloped in it.
But people were dumb enough to listen. People who are supposedly savvy with money were dumb enough to dump tons and tons and tons of money. And ever since I heard what's-his-name say, Lenny Dykstra is one of the two people I would listen to, I'm like, nobody knows anything about finances. That's kind of my opinion on it now. Nobody knows. Everything's a scam.
All they told me in finance class while they were teaching us different theories and how to value stocks and things like that was basically a monkey could do as well throwing a dart against a dartboard.
Yeah. So when I hear about people being scammed or scammed again, it's like, wake up.
I think they hear things, financial guys.
Well, they want to get a jump on everyone else. So
it's more about rumors and word of mouth and things like that.
Yeah, less and less checking on things. And
I'm actually
more and more jumping on rumors just to get ahead.
Yeah. If anything, I'm probably jealous that we haven't come up with a scam, because for the money you walk away with in the prison time you get, it's a pretty good deal.
Right.
18 months and I walk away with $100 million? Sign me up. Sign me up. I'll do it. I'm in.
Uh-huh. Especially
valued listener.
Don't forget all the pre-trial wasteful spending and, living it up with extra money there.
Right. The great life you were living before they sniffed anything was wrong. Yeah. So it's not an unusual story. He's not the only guy. And I guarantee you, there's 30 of them going on right now.
Sure.
So there's news about WeWorks this morning because... company announced it struck a deal with its creditors to climb out of bankruptcy and keep, because Adam Neumann was rumored to be working on a takeover again.
Oh,
He's getting back in the game.
No, he's not. He's not. The company swung a deal with its creditors to pay off its debt and keep Adam Neumann out of the business.
But he could have got into it. That wasn't part of his, and you can't be in the financial business anymore.
You know,
part of his,
maybe it was, but guys always find ways around that.
And people are
Billy
always...
McFarland wasn't supposed to be involved in any more kind of fire festival things, but he's...
Right. And there's never a shortage of dummies that are standing there trying to give him more money. Hey, I'll jump in with you.
And then the other thing with WeWorks is, since the pandemic, office, space.
Yeah, we don't go to the office anymore as much.
Demand for office space hasn't rematerialized. So, there's that factor, too. And I keep reading lists on the internet about how horrible baby boomers are and how,
reading those.
No, I'm going to do it forever. About how they were wrong for letting their work life take over their whole life. But isn't that what WeWorks was? You went and you had your... You went to the wine bar and you went to the rec room and the yoga room and you worked, but you didn't really work. You had relaxing time and you sort of lived where you worked. What WeWorks was doing?
I'd have to watch it again.
I know.
Because I watched that about the same time I watched, what's her name, from Elizabeth the Blonde, who machines or blood machines.
Elizabeth Holmes.
Didn't do anything. And has she ever gone to jail? She stole billions.
We were on a real kick there for a while with McFarland, Holmes, and Adam Neumann.
Like I said, this isn't even close to being a what? It's just like, that's the next guy up, right? They caught him. Okay, so it's just another guy who
she
is...
She was connected with another cabinet secretary, too.
George Shultz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who was the guy that McFarland...
But it was George Shultz's nephew who turned him in, and George was like all over him about, what are you doing? What are you doing? She's brilliant. And he's like, no, she's not.
Theranos was her company.
Theranos, there you go. So,
is she in prison? These Wikipedia pages are terrible. Just give me the "is she in prison" thing.
Well, she got married. She had a baby, which we all said that's just her trying to
get out of prison.
Home, some sort of home confinement, ankle bracelet sort of thing. We all saw through that. That was easy enough.
She's incarcerated at the federal prison camp Bryan, B-R-Y-A-N. Is that Bryan, Ohio? No, it's Bryan, Texas.
Okay. Well, it's a little warmer there. I'd rather be in Texas than Ohio.
Minimum security.
Yeah, she's not.
Charles Barkley would rather be in Texas than Ohio.
Sure.
He rips on Texas
all the time. Right.
Just did it last weekend. Sorry, I don't mean to
derail. It was the big old San Antonio woman thing, right?
Yeah, and he did it again. Now he's talking about Galveston.
Galveston?
Yeah, he was.
Glenn Campbell sings a beautiful song about Galveston.
Well.
Yeah, he was going to send Oklahoma City just sweep. He said they don't get to go to Cancun. He goes, you could drive to Galveston, but it. Have some of that dirty water in Galveston.
There's a home improvement show in, is it Galveston or Corpus Christi?
Galveston.
Galveston. They're in Galveston?
Yeah, the woman who always seems to be pregnant her husband, who's about the same size as her. He might even be smaller.
Yeah, but they get the job done, man.
Yep.
They're like the junior Joanne and Chip.
Yeah. We're also in Texas.
I think they produce their show, actually. I think Joanna and Chip.
Magnolia, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they run that, where they own the production company that makes that. But
here's Barkley.
We're not even going to send them to Cancun. We're going to send them to Galveston, where that dirty-ass water be washed up on the shore, and you people think they're in the beach. Y'all located. Y'all go send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all and y'all quit. Drive
your dirty ass, ass down water.
The Pelicans, the New Orleans Pelicans. Oh,
so they're not taking a little.
Come on, they need to try, man. So we're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. You send their ass to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach, so they can't even get in the water.
Oh, I don't know what his deal is with Texas. But
what's going on there?
He played for the Rockets.
Yeah, maybe Sorry. He had enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. Someplace has to take a beat. I'm sure Texas is just stewing down there over Charles.
It's some inside joke with Shaq, because Shaq just loses it when he does when he starts on that. So. Sorry, I didn't mean to derail.
I don't even know what we were talking about.
The show is already derailed. WeWorks. WeWorks and... He didn't commit a crime, did he? Because he never went to jail, the guy. He's out. He's free to do whatever he wants.
Did he go to jail, Adam Neumann? He left. He got a 9-figure golden parachute. God, that doesn't sound like
great.
Prison time.
No.
It just sounds like getting out of
Sounds like the greatest
trouble.
Out of going out of business sale exit ever.
Yeah.
9-figure golden parachute. Your business is worthless.
Wow.
All right, we'll see you later. All right.
Sweet deal.
I'll see you later, I guess.
Yeah, so he and Billy McFarland are just sort of a little bit in the news. Billy says he needs to pay off $30 million in debt.
Well, he's only sold like 100 tickets. He's only sold like 100 tickets so far for Fyre Festival 2.
And that's what's supposed to pay off the $30 million debt, the money he makes from Fyre Festival 2, which is very Ponzi schemish.
Right. It's stealing from Peter to pay Paul sort of thing.
Yeah.
Elon had a good day yesterday.
Finally. Because Tesla is just crashing.
The stock went up 15%
Did
yesterday.
It? What kicked it up? What? Because everything else has been driving it down. Every time I hear about Tesla, it's about... Well, they're having another sale. Well, you know, if you want a Tesla, now's the time to get one.
I like Elon, but I don't like this. He visited China, and I don't know.
That's what did it. Yeah,
got some Chinese talking about their approval of what Elon was doing.
His
so.
Advanced driver assistance tech.
So did he sign a deal with the Chinese to put driverless cars on the road?
Well, just talk to him.
It was a key hurdle he overcame.
Tesla will use map data from Chinese tech company Baidu for whatever they're doing. Yeah, stock gained 15% on the news. Company already operates a massive production facility in Shanghai. Tesla already builds in Shanghai. Yeah, I don't like Elon chumming up with the Chinese.
How many billions does Elon have right now? It's tough to have that amount of billions and not be a worldwide, global...
Well...
Have a global presence.
He's got more billions today than he did yesterday.
15% more.
Right.
Yeah. So I think it's difficult to have that much money and only operate in countries that the Bob and Brian show like.
I don't even know if he was in first place yesterday. Forbes has Bernard Arnault and family listed as number one.
Okay.
There's always news about Elon and Jeff Bezos and sometimes Mark Zuckerberg.
Mm-hmm.
They never have news about Bernard Arnault and family.
No.
He just pops up to number one every now and then if he sells a lot of pants.
World's always going to need pants. Right? Remember that. Remember that.
Yeah.
That is true.
That's just stuck inside the box thinking that the world will always need pants. Who knows? And especially the way things are going, if we go pantsless, it wouldn't even surprise me.
Yeah. I was thinking it was recession proof.
If you would have started a pants company, so far in your life, people have always worn pants.
Yeah.
You'd be loaded. You'd be loaded.
Yeah, if we started a pants company.
Is it that
company,
easy?
Yes.
I got it.
Yeah, oh,
everyone needs pants.
There's an assault on blue jeans going on right now.
Okay.
The
by the Levi CEO himself?
No, I don't know. You've seen the commercial where the guy says, blue jeans go with everything. And yes. The girl says, no, they don't. They're terrible for everything.
And, oh, yeah.
The guy with the stretch pants comes on and they're waterproof. Is that a problem? Do I have to have waterproof pants most
days? Do you want waterproof pants?
I really don't.
No.
But I can see where it might come in handy.
Yeah. We'd make them available if we were the Bob and Brian Pants Company.
Mm-hmm.
You probably wouldn't have to get up so early to make pants.
Elon.
Get to sleep a little later.
Elon is number two on the Forbes list.
And what's the number?
$205.6 billion.
That was after yesterday's big day.
Yeah. Picked up $14.5 billion yesterday.
Yeah. Ooh, that's not a bad day.
Bezos, 3. Zuckerberg, 4. Larry Ellison and Larry Page, 5 and 6. Sergey Brin, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates. All the names you know.
They're all fairly familiar.
Yeah.
And when will they be exposed as running some scam, some Ponzi scheme that...
I don't know. I think they cracked the world of actual wealth. They might get tagged for doing something crooked in there somewhere, but I don't think it's because they didn't produce something that people actually use.
I watched Mega Brands That Made America.
Yeah.
And it's these.
Which ones are those?
Cellular phones.
No.
Motorola. Nokia. And who else? There was a third one in there. Oh, BlackBerry. They were Canadian.
Yeah. Canadian. They made all like the first versions of a phone with a camera in it or some other stuff.
You just had that, but I don't know if that was one of those. Yeah. But, they all kind of carved out their own niche, and then they all kind of got in competition with each other. And it ends, the whole thing ends. The last scene is the iPhone. One of the iPhone is like somebody at Motorola is looking at the iPhone, and they said, what about this? And they said, and basically the industry said, don't worry about it. It's a fad.
The iPhone?
The iPhone. They just kind of didn't, just like, no worries. All of those companies are out of business. All the originals. Motorola, they don't make phones anymore.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Yeah, they're a major NBA sponsor. Razer, Motorola.
Motorola came up with the first flip phone.
Every time there's a coach's challenge, it's a Motorola coach's challenge.
Is it?
Yeah. Razer's their big phone, yeah.
Well, then they were wrong on the, because they said if you check their Wikipedia page, they'll say defunct. But, iPhone just took over everything.
How could they not? First time I saw one of those and held one, I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. This is world-changing.
It's the first thing I thought, too, was, wow, this does everything.
Yeah.
This isn't just a phone.
Right.
Or something. I don't have to hit a button three times to get a capital
pages,
E.
It was like,
this yeah, is... when I text.
Mm-hmm. They were bigger than flip phones, though, so that might have been the thing. I remember the flip phone I had, and it was like, the size of a pill bottle.
Yeah. It used to be make them as small as possible.
But the iPhone wasn't this big.
Let's make them as big as possible.
Well, four generations ago, they've changed around what size the iPhone ought to be. Some are huge and others are smaller. Mm-hmm.
But the flip phone was developed so that you wouldn't butt dial. It was like a...
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, well, they solved the problem and then something better came along.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, don't worry about them. It's a fad. Then they put up the numbers for the iPhone. It's like,
Cars are a fad once.
Yeah.
And then there were actual fads that were fads that came and went. Like,
coonskin caps.
8-track players.
But pants, they're not a fad.
No,
I'm telling
you. That's the thing.
We just started B&B pants.
But, Bernard Arnault is number one.
But I had no idea how to make a pair of pants. I couldn't have sewn you a pair of pants in 1980 or 81.
You never tried to learn. So.
I couldn't do it now, no.
Why do you say that? Yeah. Do you think Bernard is sewing the pants together? He He's swinging deals. He's hiring people.
All these
designers,
dudes that made in the Made America series are hands-on to begin with. They're just a guy a shop drawing a mouse, making some ice
cream. Just
like
Dave Kindig. He used to work on cars.
Right.
Now they laugh at him when he does.
Right.
They're at Kindigit Design and Bitchin' Rides. Yeah. Hands-on to begin with.
Yeah.
You grow out of that.
I saw Skechers has pants.
To go at their shoes?
They had an ad for pants last night.
Well,
yeah, Skechers
has
pants.
Skechers is a design shoe for the unbelievably lazy person who never wants to bend over and tie their
shoes. Yeah, you don't even have to bend over.
Their whole selling point.
You don't have to bend over to slip them on.
Right, do I have to bend over to put the pants on or anything? Or can I just lay there and they'll somehow crawl on me?
They did look kind of like pants that you're barely trying if you're wearing those, like Costanza. They were like sweatpants, but clam diggers, like high up on the ankle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Clam diggers. That's such a 60s term.
Like
who said clam diggers?
Like the kind of pants you would wear home from the hospital after surgery because they're not too tight. Just bring me a pair of sweats. I don't want to put on pants. It'll hurt too much.
Right.
Yeah.
That these didn't even have elastic around the ankles or anything to bother you.
Mm. Well, a fashion segment on the show.
Or it started in finance.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's zebras on the loose in Washington.
They've rounded up three of the four. There's one that's still on the run. Yeah. And they got off. Did you hear how they escaped?
Well, the guy stopped the trailer to check it.
He stopped to secure the gate. And when he was securing the gate,
four
got
it.
Out.
Yeah. That's a little hard to understand.
And an off-duty rodeo clown stopped and helped him round him up.
What are the odds? The story keeps getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was securing the gate. What happened? Four of them got out. Yeah.
They rounded up three. There's still a fourth that's still running around out there.
Yeah.
Not enough rodeo clowns to help.
I don't know what.
Just the one.
The male.
I head
for the,
I gotta
the woods.
I got to get to the circus.
And I would advise anyone who comes across a zebra on the loose, stay away.
Yeah.
Was the trailer, secure the trailer, does he mean he doesn't think it was hitched up securely or the gate on the
It sounded like
it was rattling, he thought he better check it. And then
that's a good
when
question.
He checked, he said, okay, is this in the open or closed position? Rattle, rattle, rattle. Oh, now it's in the open. What?
I don't know. He stopped to secure the gate, and when he did that, they got out. I assumed they were in something like a horse trailer.
Mm-hmm.
North Bend, Washington. Where is North Bend, Washington?
North Bend. I'm guessing it's in the north.
Well, Bend is probably just a bend in the river.
Right,
it could be anywhere.
He was taking him to Montana to a petting zoo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So kind of tame, you think? Because your uncle had his thumb torn off by a zebra.
That was a zonkey.
A zonkey, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is those, more aggressive.
Those hybrids are always going to be a little...
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do I not remember it was a zonkey, not a zebra? It's so much better. It's such a more insane story when you say...
Liger,
a
zonkey
got his thumb.
Yeah. Hey, what happened to your thumb? A zonkey tore it off.
Wait a minute, what?
Buy me a beer and I'll tell you the whole story.
North Bend, Washington. It appears to be by Seattle. It's a little southwest of Seattle.
But they were the zebras were headed for Montana.
Yeah, in a petting zoo.
Right. So they weren't even close to Montana. What, did he just get out of the driveway?
He's still got to cross Idaho before he gets into Montana. So
what the hell were you doing? I wasn't sure if I locked the gate, so I got out to check it.
Yeah. And to be careful to make right. sure nothing bad happened.
And I thought I put it in the locked position, and apparently I put it in the unlocked position.
Yeah, you know how you are when you're pulling a trailer. I usually stop once or twice before I get like on the highway.
When you hook up a trailer,
double check.
Do you check the lights, blinkers, brakes, hazards, all that stuff? I always do.
I'm heading up north or something, yeah, yes.
If anytime I have a trailer, I always get somebody, just tell me if the blinkers are on. This will only take a second. I usually just
turn the hazards on and jump out.
In my head, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do that, jumping out, turn on the blinker, jump out. Okay, it's on. Flip it the other way. Okay, it's
right,
on.
No, I just put the hazards on, check it once.
And you want to make sure the brakes work, too. I was behind a trailer on Saturday morning. Funny. Now it's time for trailer stories.
And zebras got out?
This was not a zebra carrying.
That's kind of what we were talking about.
This was not a zebra carrying trailer. This was
I saw a zebra, grazing by the side of the road. I'd just keep going to my psychiatrist's office.
Yeah.
Walk in, lay down on the couch. I always wanted to go to the circus when I was a boy.
Now I'm seeing zebras everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, you saw one because they got three of them, but somewhere along the way, somebody saw four.
Mm-hmm.
Would you stop if you saw zebras wandering down in the ditch next to the highway?
Yeah, I would
stop.
I would at least get out my phone and take some pictures.
All right, because you're a 15-year-old. Click. And what do you do with that?
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, I know. Something happens, just get your phone out and take a picture.
And you send it to me or Rock or...
You post
it
on...
send it to the law enforcement agency I thought might be notified.
Right, because in the old days, you would have picked up a phone and called and you said, I'd like to report to four zebras wandering down the highway by my house.
More zebras. Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. All right.
Leave your name and address with the lady on the phone.
Right, that's how it would have been handled.
Right, no, he's hanging up, he's doing the drinking signal, the guy's drunk.
Yeah. Another zebra call on the phone, Clancy.
That's seven this morning now.
Right, so I would stop.
Okay.
I would stop.
I don't know if I would.
Look around.
I think I just looked.
Assess the situation, swing into action if it was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on the freeway or on a side road? Freeway, no. Side road, yes.
I think if it's the freeway, there's a traffic jam already, and I'm going to have to stop because everybody's going to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are going to be tapping their brakes going by, no doubt.
Zebras?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, one would do it. Four would be a big hawa.
And there was just an elephant on the loose in Idaho, so.
Yep.
Animals are.
And that brought the town to a standstill.
Mm-hmm. Having an elephant come through your small town, pretty.
Would do it. On the other hand, the people in that town knew the circus was there.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't think they were completely shocked. It's like, must have got out of the circus.
They walked it back, right, to the circus.
They just tried to let it calm down on its own, and, mm-hmm. and they guided it back to the parking lot where it was being washed.
So first thing to do is don't panic.
Do not panic.
Animals can sense that you're panicked. So just be cool.
Oh, and we got a lost alligator, by the way. Wally Gator.
Wasn't really lost. It was stolen.
In a TikTok video, John Henney says his alligator was stolen from an enclosure in Georgia a week ago. In an update over the weekend, Henney shared that he was told the gator had been dropped off at a local swamp by a trapper who removed him from someone's backyard.
The whole story was the guy was going on vacation. He has a comfort alligator. That's what it was called in the news story I saw. And I thought, okay, this is just the guy who wanted an alligator, and his HOA wouldn't let him have it until he slapped. It's a comfort gator.
Emotional support gator, right.
I've got a condition. And then you can't do anything.
Right.
Now you just have to let him have it. Okay, fine.
So the trapper grabbed it and threw it in the swamp. And
he went on vacation and took it to a friend's house. His friend was keeping it in his backyard. Somebody stole it out of
a heck of a friend.
Somebody stole it out of his friend's backyard while he was watching the gator. and released it in a local swamp. Man, somebody let it go.
Nice job of watching my alligator. Yeah.
How do you talk your friend into watching your alligator?
I don't know.
If you had an alligator or you had an alligator, you said, hey, I'm going out of town this weekend. Can you watch Wally? Is that
That's
your gator?
A 5-foot gator?
Yeah, it was a nice sized gator. And showed him with it sitting on his lap. You know, it was a big gator. Like, it could take your hand off, like in Happy Gilmore.
Right.
Is this the Philadelphia alligator?
No, I think they were in Georgia.
Because there's that one alligator in Philadelphia that the guy takes to, like, the children's wading pools and stuff.
Yeah.
He tried to get into a Phillies game.
Sir, is that an alligator?
Yes, it is.
You can't bring that in.
Can't bring that into the Philly. It's my emotional support alligator.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, here's the guy's picture.
Airlines have banned emotional support animals because they were bringing chickens
everyone's just
everything. Any animal you had was an emotional support animal.
Right. And they said, yeah, anything else, they gave an inch, people took a mile.
Yep.
So, his
name was Wally, too, though, the Philadelphia.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Very unimaginative, because there was one Wally Gator cartoon character, so.
It's got to be
everybody's Wally.
Right.
There's other W names, you know.
It's got to be the most used alligator name, though, I would think. Have a list
I'm
on
sure,
the internet.
Sure. Top alligator names, Wally. Second place, nothing. There's no second place. It's all Wally.
On Family Feud,
yeah.
There's two squares up there. Nothing came in second. Wally finished with 100%.